Hold on, you should have to ring her on the phone.
Okay. Let's see, this is Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with John Baldessari on April 4th, 1992 at Baldessari Studio in Santa Monica. The interviewer is Christopher Knight. We'll start at the beginning, in National City, in June of 1931. June 1st?
June 17th.
Tell me about your parents. Your mother, I think, was Danish.
My mother was Danish, and my father, an Austrian citizen, living, coming from a city, his name is Albiano, and it's near Trento in northern Italy now. Where he was living was in Austria, and after World War I, the border shifted, but he was an Austrian citizen, and then he emigrated. When he's, as I remember, as my memory serves, in his 20s, and he landed in Colorado working in coal mines, and you know, just hustling one job after another. Ended up in San Diego, where he met my mother. My mother had arrived in the United States as a private nurse, traveling with a wealthy American couple. And how they got together, because they both, you know, pretty two different social, you know, levels. I've never been able to figure out, nor my sister, but somehow they got together.
Your father's name is Antonio?
Antonio.
And your mother?
Hedvig, H-E-D-V-I-G. And her last name was Jensen.
And she, how did she get from Denmark to San Diego?
Well, she was working in New York at Bellevue Hospital, and somehow I'm not so clear in this. She met this wealthy couple. You know, they had copper mines in Arizona, and when I became a private nurse for them and traveled with them. And they had a home in La Jolla. Was it La Jolla? No, it's an area in it's called Sunset Cliffs, I think. It's on the ocean.
Yeah, that would be south of La Jolla.
South of La Jolla, yeah, which was then very fashionable. And the guy is, I can't remember their names. Anyway, he was never had any employment yet that I could figure out, other than he collected artifacts for natural history museums. And he, remember, he was always going around with a butterfly net collecting butterflies. His wife, his name was very well-read and always, you know, having books sent from the bookstore. And but this wonderful, wonderful, huge mansion, I mean, we visit there, you know, my parents on Sundays. And I guess that was real culture for me, you know, sort of.
I wonder if they, maybe you know, had anything to do with, there's like the Museum of Man in San Diego, which is sort of
he might have. He went all over the world. I remember he gave me a headhunter's axe I had for a long time. He just, you know, he traveled around and not paid, you know, by any museums. He was very wealthy.
He was like
donated
a gentleman.
His services. Yeah.
So was it in the 20s that your parents then?
Yeah.
And what did your father do?
Well, he was sort of a self-made man. He